Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, welcome along to Writer's Routine. My name's Dan Simpson. Thank you for finding us. It's our random routine, a little bonus bite for you. This week it's with Frank Cotterill Boyce, who first came on the show back in 2019. He's a Carnegie Medal winning author, wrote Millions, which was incredibly successful and was then turned into a movie by Danny Boyle. And then with Danny, he created the 2012 Olympic Games opening ceremony to huge acclaim. He's published over 10 books. The newest is a children's novel. It's called Noah's Gold. Now, this is just his routine. If you want the full episode, you'll need to search back in your podcast feed and find it from a couple of years ago. He talks about why he loves rewriting, how much he plans things, and how much of his writing life revolves around his family and religious life as well. Now, if you enjoy this episode, please do follow the show wherever you get your podcasts from. You'll get a brand new author pretty much every Friday popping up, talking you through their working day. You can always help us out at patreon.com/writersroutine. You can get in touch on Twitter. We're at writerspod there, and it's writersroutine.com as well. And now it's time for award-winning author, screenwriter too, Frank Cotterill Boyce, and it's just his routine.
Okay, well, I always make a cup of tea for everybody. I make the kids sandwiches for their school. I go to the gym for like half an hour or so and run back, go to the gym, which is a terrible mistake because I come back feeling quite blissed out and just sort of sit there going, looking at the white piece of paper going, oh, it's lovely. I'm a Catholic. A couple of days a week, I probably go to Mass. Friday, I go to Mass. So I'm not really sitting down until about 10 o'clock. Which is a terrible mistake. I know that's a mistake. Because the mornings are the only bit that count. I know that in the afternoon you just doze off. And then write for the morning. Pretend to write for the afternoon. And then it's pointless once the kids are home.
So you've got a very narrow window there.
Really narrow.
How much do you tend to get done in the, say, the 2-3 hours that you're sat down
it's
for?
It's really weird. I think my problem is that I am quite reactive. And I think that comes from years in the film industry where people are literally bawling at you down the phone quite a lot of the time, and you have to turn around things around very quickly, or there'd then be like a 10-year pause where nobody's interested at all. So I've got no discipline about just keeping my own ship sailing. I kind of wait till everything's gone mad, and then I can work. I can work really fast and really hard if I need to, which is a terrible thing to know. I mean, it's just an awful thing to know. Like, I think Millions, which has stood the test of time, so I know it's good, because like, I did an event about Millions today, so it's like 15 years old, that book. I know that I wrote the last 6,000 words in a day for that. And it wasn't all I did that day. But knowing that that's feasible is just terrible.
Well, I guess, as well as knowing that you can work very quickly under pressure if needs be, what else do you know about how best you write?
That I have the potential to waste enormous amounts of time and doodle and just not get it right and not concentrate properly.
What about the reverse?
Turn into confession. It is Ash Wednesday, so that's okay.
What about the reverse of that, though? As I said, you published, you know, a fair few books now. You've written many screenplays. Have you learned any tricks along the way that help you get the words down on paper? Perhaps a certain like hymn or classical music that you'd like on in the background?
No.
I mean, you only do it in the morning. Make sure that your social media is disconnected. It's simple, isn't it? Just disconnect the social media and sit down and just bloody work. And just don't move till you've done something. You know, that's the thing. I think you kind of get up thinking, right, well, this isn't really happening, but I'll go down and, you know, put a wash on or something like that, or make soup. Don't do that. Get something done. That's what I've learned.
And your fingers to keyboard, man?
Yeah, pretty much, because I'm big on rewriting. I love rewriting, and I hate writing, and I love rewriting. That's if I could get a job like polishing other people's books, I'd be so happy, you know. Yes, so you kind of know it's going to change a lot.
Wait, let's unpack that very quickly. You see, why do you love rewriting? Why is that?
That's when it starts to come good, isn't it? And it's like, well, there's nothing more miserable than writing. I mean, anyone who tells you that they love writing is just lying to you. Because it's just blank pages. Then you've got to fill them in, and it's terrible. It's just,
so if you're tidying
you know
up...
happen, and it's like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. And you spend ages thinking about what...
So if you are tidying up when you're rewriting, when you're doing new edits, and you enjoy that so much, what state is your first draft in? If I were to pick it up...
I never get to the end of a first draft. I have someone here at Macmillan called Sarah Dudman, who doesn't even work for Macmillan anymore, but I send her everything. And she'll go, that's just rubbish, and it's really gone horribly wrong, or whatever. And then, and you need to start again. And I'll do that, and I kind of edge my way through a first draft, and I'll start rewriting long before I get to the end. The first draft will be like 3/4 of the book, because I want that ending to be, you know, fresh and exciting, and I want to know where it's going. And you keep your options open. I think that's the thing.
And that is it. You can listen to the full show in your podcast feeds wherever you found us. Just scroll back a little while. It's from a couple of years ago. And make sure you follow us there as well so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed this, you can always support us at patreon.com/writersroutine. There's chances there for you to get merch, for you to get more bonus stuff. You can even have your book sponsoring this show. Give us a follow on Twitter. We are at writerspod there, and you can always get in touch with the show at writersroutine.com. Now, this Friday, we've got a brand new author for you, chatting to the crime writer Joy Ellis, whose long route to being published has led her to sell millions and millions and millions of books. And you can find out how she managed that this Friday with Joy Ellis on the show. Until then, follow the show so you never miss an episode, and I will see you Friday with Joy Ellis on Writer's Routine. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.